דורם פרק דלת משנה חס. היו מהלכים בדרך ואין להם מה יויכל. He's going on the road. Over here, you have the same problem as the Mishnah before. Somebody wants to help him, but he's not allowed to be Nana. Reuven's not allowed to be Nana from Shimon. But over here, there are no storekeepers. Why? Because he's on Hilch Baderech. There are no stores when you're on a road. He's on the way. En l'mayoichal. So the person who can't give him the food, noisen la'achel l'shum matona, he gives it to somebody else, a third party l'shum matona, v'alom mutubo. Yena could eat from him, even though everybody knows what's going on. But he never gave it to him directly. Reuven gave it to Levi, and Levi handed it over to Shimon. So Shimon's not taking from Reuven. Im eni mohem acher, what happens if there's no third party? Two people, they're going, they're on a long journey, and one's a mudano, there isn't even anybody here to be matir the neder. So if there's nobody else here, miniach alasela, oyal ageder, voimer, and he could say like this, harein mufkorin l'chol mishayachboitz, anybody can take it. Now, in both these cases, the Poskim point out, it comes from the Ran, but it's mamish brought in the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch, that one should not do a lechatchil. This is only b'shas atchak, because l'maisa it doesn't look on the up and up. Hefker, there's another problem also, is that Chazal were misakin that a hefker midrabbonon, even though there is a chalois of hefker that's chal when a person is mafker, even in front of anybody, but in order to be hefker midrabbonon, were mechayiv three people. So l'mashal, let's say before these man biur by shmita, when a person has to be mafker peris, whatever the details of that is, he has to be mafke in front of a bezin of sholosh. Bezin doesn't mean a bezin, it means in front of three people. But over here, b'shas atchak, they allowed it to go through. Rabbi Yossi asers, in the case of hefker, because this, since it's not going through somebody else, it looks like it's a joke, and really Shimon is actually taking it from Levi. Reuven's being maknet to Shimon. Where Reuven handed it to somebody else, to a third party, so there, obviously, he gave it to him. It's transparently clear what his intention was. Abalamaisa, he gave it to somebody else, and Shimon only got it from him, so that's not a problem. But in the case of Hefker, they're not. In Lomdus, this Mishnah would seem to be a Raya Mufureshes. The Ktzois has read in Simon Reish Ayin Hey, Legabi Hefker, and other places, that there would be a real tzad that Hefker doesn't mean that when Reuven's Mafker his Chefetz, that the chevetz becomes ois Reuven's. Hefker means it allows somebody else to take it, but the actual, when Shimon picks it up in the street and is kainah, Shimon's allowed to take it, but he's taking it from Reuven. If that would be the case, then there would still be a real tzad over here that it would be a violation of the mudr ano. Because l'maisa, the mudr is taking it from the madir. It's kimata kloraya. Yes, Lefalpa, but it's Kamara Kloraya, that Hefker means that as soon as Reuven is Mafke is Chayfetz, it becomes Oisis. Now when Shimon is taking it from no man's land. He's taking it from nothing, from Hefker. Perikei Mishnah Aleph. Hashutofim Shenodu Hano Zemnize. Here we have an interesting insight. In the previous perik, we had the Gedorim of two people being Nene Zemnize, when it's called they're being Nene from each other. Now we're going to have insight into the world of Shutvim. Two people own a Chotzer, that's what we're talking about over here. And they were Noidir Hano Zemizeh. Asurun Likonis L'Chotzer, neither one of them could go into the Chotzer. What the Tanakam is saying over here is that since the two people have the Chotzer, how do we look at it? Who owns this Chotzer? Two people own a Chotzer jointly, which is the way Chazal, in the times of Chazal, that's the way they lived. People had batim. Each bayis had a chotzer, but the chotzer was joint. There were a bunch of houses that share a chotzer. So if all of them asser on each other, nobody's allowed to go. And why? Because each person is assering his. The concern over here would be, l'chor, the neder shouldn't be chal. Because how could a person asser somebody else's zach? Ain't other ma'isa dover shen shaloi. So the same way Reuven can't asser Shimon's kikar lechem or a piece of cake, Reuven can asur a chotzer that Shimon has walking rights. Shimon is the same owner that Reuven is. How could Reuven asur it by even that Shimon can't go in? And the answer is that the way the Tanakhama looks at Shutvis, the Ran explains this concept by Richus. It's one of the primary sources. this sugya with the Rishonim in understanding the dynamics of Shutvin all over Shas, in every sugya of Shutvis. And the way the Ran explains it is that the Tanakama holds that two partners, both of them are owners in the Chotzer, and each one is Meshubid to allow the other one to use his Chotzer. Kilu, we look at it that Reuven owns the whole Chotzer, but Reuven's also Meshubid to the fact that Shimon owns the Chotzer. So Reuven could ask it because it's his. He doesn't own half, he owns the Chotzer. So he could ask the Chotzer. The fact that he's Meshubit in his ownership to allow Shimon to exercise his ownership is only a Shibud. The Klal is that if Reuven owns something, he could be Magdashit. The fact that that field is Meshubit to Shimon, we have a Klal B'loshna Gemara, Koinomus Mafkim Midei Shibud. A Koinom, a Hegdish, or a Neder in our context, is Mafkia, makes Botel a Shibud. You can't be Magdash something that belongs to somebody else. But you can be magdish something that's meshubit to somebody else. This chotzer belongs to Reuven. He could answer it. He's meshubit in his ownership to Shimon. No matter. Koinamis mafkin. Shimon could be magdish, could make a neder, because Shimon owns it. Shimon's ownership is meshubit to Reuven being able to exercise his ownership. To Shibud is baka. That's the chiddush over here, that each one owns the whole thing with the shibut to the other one's ownership. The words of Reb Lezmer Yankov are very suggestive. What he's saying is that each one has his chotzer, but it's not Yenna's chotzer. That means Reuven and Shimon are shutvim over here, but Reuven's ownership, it's not Pshat Reuven owns the whole chotzer. Reuven owns Shaloi, and Shimon owns Shaloi. Now, what does that mean? The whole chotzer is allowed to be used by Reuven and Shimon. There's no, we don't mark off half the chotzer because then it wouldn't be a shutvis. That would be kedei chalukah. That means the Gemara says that if you'd have a big chotzer and you have an area which naturally is in front of Reuven's house and the area in the chotzer is in front of Shimon's house, then you have an area of floor space close to Reuven, close to Shimon. We see each one as having their space. And then, about there's no mockim. To not see Reuven as being able to answer his and Shimon as being able to answer his. Reuven can't go into Shimon's side of the chotzer, Shimon can't go into Reuven's side of the chotzer. We're talking about, where there's a small little chotzer, it's Embe Kaluka. You can't divide it into two things. This concept of Yesh Bekaluka, Embe Kaluka is Barichos and Perka Shutvin in the beginning of Bava Basra. But what we're dealing with over here is, Lezmi Yankov holds, you still look at it as Shaloi v'Shaloi. Meaning, we see Reuven as the owner, insofar that he's using it. It's not the pshat that Reuven is the complete owner of the chotzer, he's meshubit to Shimon. Shimon is the complete owner of the chotzer, he's meshubit to Reuven. We see Reuven as having ownership when he uses it, and Shimon when he uses it. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Aleph, even refers to this shita of Lezmer Yankov like Breira. This doesn't mean the Breira that we have in other places in Shas, where a person is mafish truma, and we say the truma is chal on the peiros, so they'll be left over. Not what it means over here. What it means is that we see two things, two conflicting ownerships, and each one will be defined as a defined and separate ownership when that person is using it. So that's Shitz of Lezmer Yankov. So then, by definition, Reuven can't aser on Shimon when Shimon uses it, because at that point it belongs to Shimon. Shimon can't aser on Reuven when Reuven uses it, because at that point it belongs to Reuven. So each one can be mishtamish when he's mishtamish. It's a very interesting thing. A chotzer, you can put stuff there, but the chotzer is not really designed. It's not a big, huge space. A chotzer is a small living space. Theoretically, you could put there a rechaim, a tanur. You could. It's not convenient. And if Reuven allows Shimon, if Shimon's using the chotzer for that, that's called Reuven was mevat to him. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah holds that's called being nene. When Reuven allows Shimon, Reuven's not giving anything to Shimon. Shimon has a right to use it. But Reuven allowing Shimon to use the chotzer above and beyond the description of how the chotzer is to be used, the chotzer is to be used for walking, for washing. It's not meant to be used legadol tanu goylem and lahamet shom rechaim v'tanu. So the fact that Reuven's allowing, his mavati allows Shimon to use it beyond the regular scope of the shutvis is called Reuven's giving that to Shimon. That's a problem. Then mudorim zemizeh. The sefer is almost a repeat. Not that both of them are mudorim zemizeh. Reuven is not allowed to be nene from Shimon. So lo yikonis lechotzer. Shimon asid. Reuven's not allowed to be nener. Blaz me yankiv ayman no. Yochul loyma loy. Reuven can tell Shimon letoch shaliyani nichnas. Why the Mishnah has to say this over in a different nusuk is a good question. But the point is the same. According to Blaz me yankiv, when Reuven's using lechotzer, he's going into his own chotzer. Ve'eni nichnas letoch shaloch. L'maisa the Mishnah fears ois v'koyfin es hanoyder limkor es chelkoy. We're talking about the case where one is mudar from the other. Both of them are mudarim, so then they're both stuck. They're both in the same boat. Nobody's going to be nichshol. The reason why over here we're koyfin the noyder is because he set up a situation. It's not going to work. Yana's going to be nichshol because he's walking in, so the other guy's not going to walk in. Samela, you have to tell the one who's at fault over here, the noyder limkor es chelkoy. This, by the way, is Hein L'Tanakama, Hein L'Revlez Meyankov. According to Tanakama, he's going to walk in. According to Revlez Meyankov, he's allowed to walk in. That's not a problem. But the problem is that each one is going to end up using it in ways that the Chassah shouldn't be used. What the Mishnah calls Lahamed Shom Rechaim Tanagad Tanagadam, according to Revlez Meyankov, that's awesome. So Meli, since he's setting up that Mikshol, so he has to undo his Chelik.